The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
And in Mind Your Business, we explore the SME sector here in Singapore. Over 200,000 entities in Singapore are part of this sector. Now, not only have some SMEs embraced digitalization and automation, some have, though, taken it one step further and heeded the call to utilize data analytics to their advantage. In fact, analytics are key to WiseLink Technology's new developments in productivity. The electronic components distributor now has an automated data processing system to provide analysis for stocking decisions. Joining us is WiseLink's Business Development Manager, Janice Lim. Janice, thanks for coming this morning.
Thank you.
Briefly tell us what WiseLink does.
So WiseLink is a distributor of electronic components. So as a distributor, we distribute electronic components such as connectors, as well as resistors, and so on and so forth. We distribute them to our customers who are contract manufacturers and also customers who are original equipment manufacturers themselves.
So describe the process, though, in terms of digitalizing. A lot of SMEs feel resistant toward it. They feel, oh, maybe I need to have capital outlay in order to automate everything. But WiseLink discovered that this was really the way to go.
Yes, that is. Because in terms of digitalizing and also embarking on this data analytics process is actually, a lot of us will be very afraid of to step in. But it is a very good process because it helps to streamline a lot of things and helps us to become more productive.
How long did it take, would you say? I'm sure some planning involved, right?
Yeah, it took months. And the greatest challenge, I would say, is not in execution, but it is in the planning of it. So in terms of data analytics, it takes a lot of effort to determine which data is useful, which data is would greatly value add to the analytics system.
How did WiseLink go about doing this?
So we gathered the management team to analyze all the data that we have, such as the price, on-hand stock, the lead time, and also any other repeat orders over the past 12 months. And these are all the data points that would be relevant to us. But other tricky data points, such as customers' forecast, these are also forecasts that the customers offer to us. However, they change every week. So every week, they may say that, okay, I may need 6,000 pieces six months down the road. But next week, they send us the same forecast and the number disappears. So this changes accordingly. So although some forecasts may be accurate, but we consider this as decision-making tools, but we don't use it to feed into our data analytics system.
Right. But still, you need some kind of predictive help, so to speak, in order to be able to supply your customers with what they really need.
Yeah, that is why we embark on this tool, because it matters a lot if we have stock on hand, because a lot of customers will turn away if we don't have stock on hand.
Mm. What are some of the challenges you're facing now, though?
I think the greatest challenge this year we are facing is the uncertainty and also the relative market slowdown. And yeah, I think a lot of people in this industry will recognize that this is actually very evident this year.
How did you get the buy-in from C-suite, if we go back a wee bit, in order to be able to utilize data analytics?
Getting the buy-in from the C-suite was not difficult, as this was something that everybody knew that would greatly help improve our decision-making process and also streamline our decision-making process.
What about staff, though?
For us, the decision-making process for these stocking decisions are made by the higher management.
Yeah.
So for the staff, this will definitely benefit them. Yeah, because by having this system, it helps to definitely make it easier for them. Yeah.
How quickly did staff get on board?
It was not very difficult to get them on board but it was the process, thinking about, okay, let's look at this data and the analysis and, okay, is this useful? But they were more or less excited.
How challenging was it for them, though? Because as work processes change, obviously, well, change is challenging for some.
I wouldn't say that work processes change, but because if we didn't have this tool, we would have to analyze the data manually.
Mm.
We have to look through the forecast through Excel and look through it manually. So with this system, it actually values add. So they are motivated because Right now, we have this system.
Makes their day easier, right? Yeah. Okay, so congratulations as well. You have received the Enterprise 50 Award. In fact, a special award awarded to WiseLink for being on the list for half a decade. How did that feel?
Yeah, we are very, very thankful. And it is, of course, a great honor to be recognized by Enterprise 50. And of course, we are extremely thankful for this recognition. It reminds us clearly that we cannot be where we are without our customers and also without our valued suppliers. And of course, we strive to be even better than what we were yesterday.
Janice, how does WiseLink distinguish itself from its competitors?
So as consumers ourselves, more often than not, we find ourselves comparing the prices of items we buy. And in this industry, it's the same. Our customers compare our offerings against other distributors who are able to offer the same products. And that is one reason why we recognize the importance of distinguishing ourselves from competition through value-added services.
Right.
So apart from the mere supply of parts when they order, we do vendor-managed inventory programs with our customers. So through such a program, we help to stock up in advance, and we also help to deliver the products to them when they need it. And we also have ask-for-sale service.
Yeah.
So inventory is also stored at our warehouse, so it helps to save the storage costs at their warehouse.
How else does WiseLink remain competitive?
I believe to be competitive is to stay lean and also productive. So being able to do so enables us to keep our costs low and pass on these cost savings to our customers.
Mm.
So we keep things straightforward. We help to, through our internal customized software, we help to examine the processes, whether these are redundant. This helps to keep us productive so we don't spend time on unnecessary stuff.
Talk to us about some misconceptions of the distribution industry. Some think it's not so glam, a bit like logistics, for example.
Yeah.
What else have you been combating all this time?
So I would say, just like any other distributors who distribute consumer products, WiseLink is a distributor of electronic components. And our customers can range from anybody like a consumer product maker, such as a mug that's able to detect the temperature of your cup, or high-precision applications like medical equipment. So a lot of people will call us traders instead of distributors, and thinking that all we do is buy and sell. But I personally don't like the title. I also regard it as a misconception because I believe that we are actually one level above in the supply chain as compared to traders. We enter into official contracts with our manufacturers. We advance the goals of our manufacturers. And more often than not, as we are as authorized distributors, we are in an official position to sell the products. And also, we have the responsibility to do more than just buy and sell. We will often be in talks with our suppliers to align ourselves, align our goals, and pursue new forefronts. For instance, pursuing 5G innovations right now.
Expansion plans then, what's next? So 5G in the pipeline, what else?
Recently, we have expanded our warehouse capacity. We have increased our warehouse capacity and we are able to store up more stocks. And also, we have onboarded 3 new manufacturers on our portfolio, and they are leading manufacturers in their field, such as Koto Relay, who has been around for a century, and they are an excellent maker of relays. And also Sumida, who is also industry leaders in making inductive components. So we are definitely looking to expand our product lines so that we can offer a comprehensive range of products to our customers.
You can check out what they do at wiselink.com.sg. That's wiselink.com.sg. We've been speaking with Janice Lim, who's Business Development Manager there. WiseLink has embraced data analytics to become more productive. Janice, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.